Hello and welcome. Welcome to Women's Magazine. This is Global Val here. You're listening to MutinyRadio.fm here in San Francisco. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. Unfortunately, due to a little just really kind of technical difficulties, wasn't able to get our guest on the line. But I wanted to still talk a little bit today about some important things that are happening in the Northern Mariana Islands, which are a U.S. Commonwealth. So part of the, you know, the people who live there are citizens of the United States. There's already a large military presence. And actually, it was the island of Tinian, one of the islands we're going to focus on today. And also, tune in on August 21st, where I'm going to have some guests calling in and in the studio to talk more about it. The island of Tinian in the Northern Mariana Islands is actually where the Enola Gay took off. And of course, that was the famous, infamous plane that took off from there and dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima in World War II. So there's been a large military presence in the Mariana Islands, and also Guam, which kind of has a slightly different legal status in the eyes of the U.S. government. But the issue that's come to light most recently is that the U.S. Department of Defense, which already leases 2/3 of the island of Tinian, so they want to expand their live fire military training, not only on the island of Tinian, which 2/3 of which they already lease, but also they want to lease the entire island of Pagan, or Pagan, which is part of that island group as well, and is home to an active volcano. So the Department of Defense is trying to lease the entire island of Pagan in order to also practice live fire military training. And by that, we essentially mean from land, air, and sea, use the use of grenades, M16s, and other live ammunitions. And so they want to, there's going to be like a large-scale ordnance or ammunition to be housed on the islands, with live fire and non-live fire training operations up to 20 weeks and potentially 40 weeks of the year. So for the people who live on Tinian already, this would mean that they would be kind of sequestered to different parts of their island, where some of it would be fenced off for this live fire military training exercises. And also it would restrict a lot, some of their fishing zones, which is a very important part of their livelihood there in on Tinian. And so on August 21st, my guest is going to be Cinta Kaipat, who is the co-founder of Pagan Watch and also a member of a group called Alternative Zero, because the Department of Defense has proposed these expansion plans, and they've had three alternatives: Alternative 1, Alternative 2, and Alternative 3. So Alternative 0 is a group of people from the islands who are trying to protect their history, their homeland, and the environment from live fire operations, practice operations, carried out by the U.S. military. So I actually want to play you a song that Cinta, who will be here on the 21st, will be calling in, and her brother wrote. And this song is called Mariana's Unity. And let me play that for you now, as we stand with them and say, Department of Defense, what are you thinking, bombing these beautiful places, beautiful people? Thank you. And that was the Marianas Unity song from 2012. You could listen to it on YouTube as well, because we're showing our solidarity with the people of Tinian and Pagan in the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands. So if you want to get more information about this pressing situation, it's the CNMI is what they were saying about the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands, part of the U.S. Commonwealth. And so what that means is that it actually has its own constitution and its own independent democratically elected officials on the island, but it has limited representation in the United States Congress. And so basically they have a delegate, and that delegate can sit and vote on committees for the House of Representatives, but they never get to actually vote on the House floor. It's similar to the status of Puerto Rico in that regard. So basically we've got several islands of this population in the Northern Mariana Islands who do not want to see this expansion of live fire military training. There's already a large military presence in the area, but this next step is dropping bombs essentially on, you know, the natural habitat and the waters and the land, and really putting a lot of people and environment at risk. And so there's a few things you can do to get more information or to get involved. There's a group called the Pacific Islands Society, and they have a nonpartisan NGO trying to promote stronger relations between the people of the Pacific Island countries. And so they have a petition on change.org that calls for a public referendum about the proposed training, because there's an environmental impact statement that's being prepared. And also part of this referendum, this petition is asking for Congress to fund a referendum, and also asking the Secretary of Defense, Ashton Carter, to agree to be bound to its outcome and work with the, at the behest of the people, and what they democratically are saying, please don't do this. So also another way that you can get more information or comment on this proposal, this joint military training exercise proposal in the CNMI, you can actually comment directly to the Department of Defense. If you go to CNMI, Joint Military Training, EIS.com. That EIS is for the Environmental Impact Statement. So again, CNMI, Joint Military Training, EIS.com, and there's public comment open until August 18th. But it's also the way that they're kind of conducting the public comment is very narrow. So there's you can only comment. They're commenting on, you know, a certain set of proposals at a time, kind of dividing the issue. And so, again, please join me again on August 21st here on Women's Magazine with Global Val on MutinyRadio.fm, where Cinta will be calling in, where she lives in Saipan, but she's actually from Pagan, and would love to get back to her home. But the Alternative Zero group on Facebook is another great resource for more information. And I want to play you another song that Cinta wrote. And also on the 21st, I'll have my friend here, Sylvia Frayne, who is a PhD candidate down at the University of Otago in Dunedin, New Zealand, doing her PhD for the National Institute of Peace and Conflict Studies. And that's all we're talking about, really. We're talking about having peace in our world. We're talking about having, and peace meaning a healthy planet, healthy people, and obviously that does not fit in line with the idea of dropping grenades on a beautiful Pacific island and making its people stay behind fences. And just to give you a quick little rundown of some of the planned activities in the Joint Military Training Program plan. So for the island of Tinian, they want to lease the areas of the Tinian Airport and the port, and that is only one of three ports in the Northern Mariana Islands. They propose to construct some permanent facilities like roads, fences, pipelines, training facilities. Of course, they're talking about military training facilities, watercraft landings, and munitions storage and utilities. They plan to use the airport, have use of the airport, and to build some new other facilities there and the port. And it would also create limited public access through fence lines and gates. There would be live fire and non-live fire training operations up to 20 weeks and potentially 40 weeks of the year. And here's one that, as an independent radio journalist and host here, this one really gets me. The elimination of the International Broadcasting Bureau. Isn't that interesting? On the island of Tinian. Also restricted airspace and restricted marine areas, as I mentioned earlier, restricted fishing zones. For the island of Pagan, they would like to, the Department of Defense would like to lease the entire island. It's actually about 18 square miles to construct some permanent facilities. There's a base camp, a fenced munition storage, military training facilities, watercraft landings, etc. This is their plan, etc. You know, other things. We don't need to tell you about all those things. And also airfield improvements, runway extension, refueling areas, drop zones, vegetation management, etc. You know, they're very thorough, the Department of Defense. And again, on the island of Pagan, live fire, and by that, by land and air and sea, we're talking about dropping grenades, firing M16s and other explosive devices. Live fire and non-live fire training operations up to 16 weeks, but potentially 40 weeks of the year. And again, restricted airspace and restricted marine areas. So a lot of concern from the people of these islands, as we, as U.S. citizens and global citizens, should really have great concern and get involved and make sure that this expansion and relocation of the people in order to conduct these military training operations, live fire bombings of beautiful islands, doesn't happen. So again, you can join the public comment, CNMI, Joint Military Training EIS.com. You can go on Facebook and find the group Alternative Zero. And you can also go on change.org and look for the Pacific Island Society petition and sign that as well. And if you're so inclined, to contact your representative in the House of Representatives, perhaps, and let it be known that you do not support this action, this acquisition of leased land by the Department of Defense in what is U.S. Commonwealth. And so I'll end the show today briefly, this abbreviated show, with another song that Cinta has sent to me. And this is something that's a song that's been part of a documentary called Liawela. It's a documentary film. If you visit OLOMWAAY, that's OLOMWAAY.com, to see that film. And this has been, from what I understand, become kind of a national anthem for the people of the Northern Mariana Islands. And so thank you for listening. I'm going to sign off right now. I'm Global Val, and you're listening to Mutiny Radio. That's M-U-T-I-N-Y, Radio, R-A-D-I-O, mutinyradio.fm, broadcasting live every Friday from the Mission District of San Francisco, and sending love. Again, thank you for tuning in to Women's Magazine. I'm Global Val, and appreciate you tuning in to hear about some of the important things happening around our world and in our lives. And so if you tune in next week, actually, August 7th, I have a very special guest. I have Lily Warner, who set up the Tangible Hope Foundation. She's originally from Ethiopia, but left and pursued her education in Europe and a life outside of Ethiopia. And then a few years ago, went back, kind of trying to figure out, she was kind of at a stage in her life where she was trying to figure out what to do with the rest of her life, and she has found her calling. So far, she's helped several families in multiple ways, even just by simply getting some people together and building them a second hut so that they could cook separately from where they sleep. But then she's started a girls' school, and she has the plans set up for a huge after-school program center for girls there. And she also last year got an award, got the Compassionate Heroes Award from the Dalai Lama for her work. And so she's going to be my guest next Friday, which is August 7th, here on Women's Magazine with Global Val on MutinyRadio.fm. And again, on the August 21st is when we're going to check back in and have a more in-depth conversation about what's happening on the islands of Tinian and Pagan in the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands, as I was referencing just a few minutes ago. So thanks for bearing with me on this abbreviated episode, and I hope you can tune in again and join me. Thanks so much. And remember, just when your aspirations seem outrageous, that inspiration is contagious. Peace, and thank you.